it's time for Rain and Shine, KVNF's regional weekly science update, where we explore how our planet works and how we work with the planet. All right, folks, it's a new year, a time where we set goals to change our lives for the better. And when it comes to something that matters to everyone, well, we need to talk about that and what we're going to do about it in the coming year. Water. We already talk about it a lot here on Rain and Shine, and it's a topic that's never very far from people's minds here on the western slope of one of our nation's most important headwater states. But this is really serious. It's the middle of winter, and much of the state is still in the most severe drought category there is. Some mountain regions in the southwest are reporting 39 to 1% of normal snowpack. Most others range from 40 to 60% of normal, and a few are up to 80%. There's one spot near Telluride that's at an anomalous 140%, but that's one spot. The last several winter snows haven't been sufficient to hydrate the soils, and slim summer rainfall combined with ever-rising temperatures, 2020 again set the record for hottest year, is causing the soil to dry out. And it's not just Colorado. The entire nation is in drought. Besides the very northwest tip of Washington State and the southeast tip of Florida and Virginia and North Carolina, which are receiving above average precipitation. It's a La Niña year, which generally means that the northern parts of the U.S. experience colder and wetter climates and the southern regions get drier and warmer. However, cooler temps have not come as much as they usually have, and the rainfall is much less than expected. In light of this situation, the state of Colorado did something it's only done once before in the summer and activated what they call the Municipal Drought Response in December. Normally, cities don't make decisions about water restrictions until spring. But even if we do manage to make it to normal snowpack during the rest of this winter, we will still be in drought when the spring of 2021 arrives. Like anything having to do with future planning, it helps to start now. Knowing that the fire risk could be very high again this summer, clearing brush near buildings and taking care to trim big trees for their health, and keeping branches away from power lines are all things we can do to prepare now. Planning for how your landscape and our town's parks and trees can slow water cycling down so what precipitation we do get sticks around longer is also something that, if executed before spring melting, can help capture winter's ice before it slips away. Covering bare ground with mulch, planting cover crops, and using low or no-till agriculture all help soil retain water. We can also do a lot to save water in our homes. While it used to be that most water in towns went to landscape irrigation, it's recently flipped to where indoor water use in Colorado now accounts for 60% of residential consumption. There are low-flow appliances, toilets, dishwashers, and clothes washers, faucet heads. There's gray water systems where sinks can be set up to water lawns. There's food scraps that can be made into compost, which can help soils become better, bigger sponges, increasing their water-holding capacity. I conducted an unofficial poll of friends and family, in person and on Instagram, and it turns out that there's a clear leading practice when it comes to saving water. Showering less. Yes, it may be the pandemic, and it may be that it's winter in a rural Colorado town, but people are taking fewer showers. I haven't noticed any negative side effects. In fact, for every shower you don't take on average, you save 25 gallons of water. But how does that help the big picture, you may ask? Here's some quick math. If everyone cut down to 2 showers or just 20 minutes of total shower time per week, and let's say saved 60 minutes of shower time, we'd save 75 gallons per person per week. If we only ran the dishwasher and the laundry when they were full and don't leave our faucets running, we may save another 25 gallons, bringing us up to 100 gallons of savings per person per week. Now, there are about 83,000 people between Delta and Montrose counties, only a portion of KVNF's listening area. And over the 16 weeks we have until planting season, if everyone did this, we would save 123 million gallons or 378 acre-feet of water. Water that can go to grow food and provide homes to fish and fowl and places for children to splash and adults to recreate. So here's my 2021 challenge to you. What can you do to save water? For more water-saving tips, see KVNF's Facebook page or kvnf.org. I won't share with you how much I shower, only that I'll be doing my part. You've been listening to Rain and Shine, produced by KVNF, written and recorded by me, Calla Rose Ostrander. Submit your nature and science questions to rainshine@kvnf.org. And thanks for listening.